Good afternoon. Today I'm going to be presenting some of our research on the evaluation of non-tenacity selected fine fescues, both quantifying those tolerance levels and also determining the amount of absorption and translocation in those lines. So just to introduce the species, fine fescues as a group are adapted to cool, dry, shaded environments and have a low fertility requirement. They make them very popular for low maintenance sites. The three main fine fescue species that we are breeding at Rutgers are the hard fescues, the chewings fescues, and the strong creeping red fescues. Rutgers has been utilizing the herbicide Tenacity for the last few years very successfully in the control of various problematic weeds. Tenacity has the active ingredient of mesotrione, which is an HPPD inhibitor, which it goes in and attacks the molecule that protects the chlorophyll from photodegradation. This chemical provides good pre- and post-emergent control of many problematic weeds in golf, or in turf, excuse me. So like I said, back about in 2012, Rutgers Breeding Program decided to screen our fine fescue germplasm to see if there is any enhanced tolerance found in that germplasm. And so we've gone through two generations of selection. And you can see in the photograph on the bottom, this is an example from one of the lines on the right of the gains we've made from selection, from non-selected versus selection. The top red bar is a non-treated control, and the bottom red bar is the treatment of Tenacity at 280 grams active ingredient per hectare. So as you can see, there's not really any reduction in the establishment, and as well, very little phytotoxicity and injury. So with that breeding work that we've done, we wanted to really study these particular lines to see if we could determine what's going on in these plants that we've selected for increased tolerance to help us better understand the mechanism of tolerance and to better breed for that increased tolerance. So we conducted a rate titration study to quantify the tolerance levels, or I-50 values, of three samples each of chewings, hard, and strong creeping red fescue. And then we also took those same nine lines and determined the absorption and translocation of both foliar and root-applied C14 radio-labeled mesotrione. So just to start off with the quantification rate titration study, the plant material for both of these experiments was selected from the Tenacity breeding nursery based on a field response of multiple applications of the herbicide. Nine individual lines were selected and each clonally propagated to increase the material for both of the studies. And all plant material was increased in the greenhouse for use. For the rate titration study, we had 11 rates ranging from 0 to 8,966 grams active ingredient per hectare. All rates included a 0.25% non-ionic surfactant. The treatments were applied in a spray chamber set to deliver at 260 liters per hectare. Our experimental design was a randomized complete block. Visual injury ratings were taken at 10, 13, 16, and 20 days after treatment. For time's sake, I'll just be presenting the 16-day treatment, or the 16-day response, which was what date we actually saw peak injury in these lines. And then we subjected that data to a log logistic regression model and calculated I-50 values and 95% confidence intervals. To just give you a visual idea of what we saw in this dose response study, this is the chewings fescue, all three of the lines at 13 and 21 days after application. So let's take a further look at the data from that experiment at 16 days. So as you can see, we did get a separation of two of the lines in that study with I-50 values for C1 coming in at 3,100 grams grams active per hectare, and C3 coming in at 4,300 grams per hectare. But overall, there was not a lot of range in differences for the individual lines of chewings fescue that we observed. This is a picture of the three lines of the hard fescue both at 13 and 21 days. And as you can see from the photographs, that we sustained a good bit less injury than the chewing fescue. We'll observe that more in the data. So, we had a little more separation from our lines. One of the limits of our experiment, we actually could not calculate an I-50 value for the H3 line because our rate actually didn't go high enough. But this rate, the highest rate that we used, is actually over 28x rate, label rate for labeled for tall fescue use. So we did get separation for H1 and H3, but overall the range for those I-50 values was pretty narrow. This is the strong creeping red fescue photographs of all three lines, both at 13 and 21 days. As you can see, there was quite a bit more injury and long-term sustained injury at 21 days where you didn't get as much recovery such as you did in the chewing fescue and hard fescue. To take a look at that data, two of the lines exhibit a very similar response, lines 1 and lines 3. Line 2 actually had higher tolerance levels with the I-50 value going to about 3,600. So to move on quickly to go into the absorption and translocation study, these experiments were completely random design. We had 5 replications. All experiments were repeated and data subjected to analysis of variance. Our means were separated with Fisher's LSD test at alpha 0.05. For the foliar absorption and translocation, the method we used, the second fully expanded leaf was covered with parafilm. A non-labeled mesotrione application was applied at 280 grams AI per hectare with a CO2 pressured sprayer at 187 liters per hectare to the plants. The film was removed from the designated leaf after the broadcast application, and 2 1-microliter droplets were applied with a 10-microliter syringe containing 165 BQs of C14 mesotrione. The spotting solution contained 1.5 micrograms per microliter of non-labeled mesotrione plus the non-ionic surfactant at 0.25%. The plants were harvested at 24 and 96 hours after treatment. Plants at 96 hours after treatment were separated to treated leaf, non-treated shoots, and roots. The treated leaf was rinsed in a 20-milliliter glass scintillation vial with 10 milliliters of methanol to remove adsorbed radioactivity. Samples were combusted in a biological oxidizer, and radioactivity was quantified with liquid scintillation spectroscopy. So here on our graph, we have on the y-axis a percent of applied, ranging from about 0 to 25%. On the left group, we have the 24 hours after treatment, and on the right group, we have the 96 hours after treatment. We did have a significant effect of species at both the 24-hour and 96-hour time points. For each of those, we had chewing fescue absorbing the most percentage of applied with an LSD of 3.6 for 24 hours and an LSD of 4.3 for 96 hours. Now to move into the root absorption and translocation. The plants were grown hydroponically in a 10-liter tank with half-strength Hoagland solution. Roots were placed through holes in the lid that facilitated submergence into that solution. The tank was covered with foil, and an aquarium pump supplied oxygen to the solution. And after 1 week, the solution was spiked with 83 kilobq of C14 mesotrione plus 1 micromolar of non-labeled mesotrione. Plants were harvested after 72 hours, and roots were rinsed in tap water for 20 seconds and blotted dry. Roots were separated from shoots with the shears and oven dried at 40 degrees C for 7 days. Samples were combusted in a biological oxidizer, and radioactivity was quantified with liquid scintillation spectroscopy. To look at the root absorption, we have on the y-axis your BQs per gram, and then our individual lines for each of the three species. There was no main effect of species in this case, but we did have an effect of line and a species by line interaction. So as you can see, sample one from chewings had the highest absorption of radioactivity labeled mesotrione in the roots, and there was an LSD of that species of 49.8. For hard fescue, line two had the most absorption, and for strong creeping red fescue, we had line one with the most absorption. To now look at the actual translocation of that root absorbed material, we did have a significant species effect with no effect of the individual lines within species and no species by line interaction. So as you can see here, we did have less translocation of the root absorbed material in the hard fescues compared to the other two species. So I know I ran through the data relatively quickly, so just to give you a good brief point on species ranking for each of the types of things we looked at. So for the overall tolerance, the I-50 calculations that we used in the rate titration study, the hard fescues were the most tolerant species overall. Second coming is chewings, and the most least tolerant being the strong creeping red fescue. For foliar uptake, the highest foliar uptake was the chewings fescue, followed by strong creeping red fescue, with hard fescue having the least foliar uptake. Root uptake was comparable among the species, but there was some variability by lines to be noted of. For root translocation, strong creeping red fescue had the greatest amount of root material moved from the roots, followed by chewings, and then the least hards. The lines of each species exhibited differences in injury. The differential tolerance levels were noted within species based on those I-50 calculations that we made. The most susceptible lines of chewing and strong creeping red fescue exhibited greater root uptake of the C14 labeled mesotrione than lines with the greater tolerance. Foliar absorption and translocation of radioactivity do not appear to be associated with the differential tolerance levels to mesotrione. So in conclusion, the differential tolerance of fine fescues does have an association with the differences in the foliar and root absorptions observed, but there are likely other factors that contribute, and further studies are needed to better understand this mechanism of increased tolerance that we see. With that, I would like to thank other members at Rutgers, Ryan Daddio, Ruing Wong, Ron Barra, and Dirk Smith, and then also some of our collaborators at the University of Georgia Griffin campus, Xiaolin Yu and Seth Williams. And with that, I will open it up to any questions. So the question is, would I have any recommendation on rewatering interval on these species based on the data that we show? That's one of the things I haven't really thought about too much as far as the rewatering application. But what we found, it seems that the hard fescues in particular, there's not a lot of material getting into those plants. So you would think there would be some physical barrier, whether it be cuticle thickness or some kind of physical attribute of the leaf that prevents the actual absorption of the material. Watering in would probably move that material into the soil more readily, which could have an effect of the higher injury ratings, since we did see greater impact of root-absorbed material based on our studies.
Thank you.